In the event of inability, the President would, if possible, so inform the Vice President, and the Vice President would serve as acting President, exercising the powers and duty of the office until the inability had ended. In the event of an inability which would prevent the President from so communicating with the Vice President, after such consultation as seems to him appropriate under the circumstances, would decide upon the devolution of the powers and duties of the office and would serve as acting President until the inability had ended.